The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You as to what's going on in the world, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day gang, a posse, group.
Or squad.
Yeah, that's the squad. Okay, I like that. Members of my squad and my friendly inner circle include Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen in this hour. Top 10 topics of the week. Traditionally on Friday, the question goes out to you as a list appears at DougSteffen.com of all top 10 items. A survey done by Talkers Magazine, most important one on this list. Is it the presidential race? Is it what's going on with immigration? Is it the tensions in the world, the battles in the world? Was it the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Is it the Flint water issue, Alberta fire, all of those sorts of things? You can tell us what you think at DougSteffen.com. All right, so there may be another one in there. Victoria, of those 10, which one would you say turned your attention button up to at least an 8, 9, or a 10?
I think definitely the presidential race. I agree with the number one pick. I mean, now that we've got a clear Trump and a clear Hillary nominee situation, then I think now we're going to go into high gear.
Yeah, I think that may be, though I'm not sure that I would, I think the Flint water issue is something else that's very important as well. Two of them probably together. I think it's interesting, Trump turning his attention to the party itself, trying to unite the party, looking to run on a, what he called, a non-ideological platform. He's trying to reassure the party he understands there are certain norms that he may have to follow as the nominee. He's capable of producing an organization that can sustain the election campaign. I think he hired a fundraiser yesterday to woo money. It's the first time. It's kind of a change in what he was doing. So the conversation with Trump and the conversation about who will support him and who won't support him, I thought it was interesting that Ryan said that he wouldn't. He didn't say he wouldn't support him. He says he's not ready to endorse him right now. I don't think he said he wouldn't endorse him. I think he said he's not ready to endorse him now. Ryan is the Speaker of the House and a very traditional, although smart, young, intelligent Republican, one of the smartest and most intelligent. Is that a redundant statement? Intelligence comes forth in different ways, but anyway. So the social media world is all abuzz. We have a live tweet going on, Twitter at Good Day Show, and Sam writes, he won't endorse him because he's thinking about taking the job himself. Even though he said a lot of times he wouldn't, he's like all the other establishment types. He said he didn't want the speaker's job, but look where he is right now. Let's see. All right, so we're talking about Paul Ryan. Ben writes, they all know that endorsing Trump ties them to Trump and all his lunacy, also forces them to dump their economic platform that they've held since Reagan. Janine writes, I find it funny that Representative Ann Wagner of Missouri says that she's waiting for Trump to lay out real policies and issues, yet she and her cohorts in Congress have yet to do so themselves. I can't stand Trump, but to hear them complain is very amusing. Amanda writes, will Trump have to get congressional approval to put that big gold Trump sign on the White House?
Can you imagine? White House now gets sponsored by
Trump. I
haven't
even really thought about that. That's pretty funny, though, when you get right down to it, isn't it? Think about it for a second. Put the Trump sign on the White House. The gold.
Yeah, that would be
sign.
That would be inherently, you know, American and very Donald Trump-like.
He can sell his plane and paint Air Force One the black and red and white, that the Trump put the big Trump sign on the outside of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be probably going a little too far for some. Sometime during his administration, if he is elected, there'll be new 747s. They've bought two new 747s. I get a kick out of this. If you go to the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, you see the first real Air Force One. There were planes that were called Air Force One, but they had Air Force, all of them, U.S. Air Force. They were never specially painted with the insignia, logos, all that sort of thing, until it was when just as Kennedy was becoming president. Eisenhower rode on a plain old Air Force plane. Air Force One was the first Air Force One, was built as a 707. They were introduced in 1960 or 61, and the United States government bought one of the first ones and obviously had it fitted out. So President Kennedy was the first one to fly in the first real Air Force One, and then LBJ and the presidents through Reagan. And so the Air Force One that was retired when Reagan was president is hanging, literally hanging, from the ceiling in the Reagan Library. And you can walk through the plane. It's fascinating to go through it. When Reagan was one of his first acts in office was to order or have his people order a new 747, his Air Force One, because he felt that symbolized more American know-how and American manufacturing and stuff. Because at that time, Boeing was pretty much all by itself in terms of selling commercial airliners, numbers of them anyway. And the 747 was a great, great display of American technology, introduced first in 1967. They still make them now. As a matter of fact, on the assembly line in Seattle are the two new Air Force Ones that are supposed to be ready sometime early next year. The ones that were brought in during the Reagan administration cost us, as taxpayers, $93, $94 million apiece. The new ones, listen to this, the new ones with all the gizmos that they're going to put on them, $490 million apiece.
Oh.
And they're building two of them. They put all of this stuff on them. It's a regular Air Force plane with all of the Dodge stuff. You know, if a missile's fired at Air Force One, they can dodge it. All right. That stuff that goes in. Almost $1 billion for two new planes ordered last year. So,
when was the last new round of Air Force Ones?
That was it, Reagan. So there's only been three rounds of Air Force Ones. There were two 707s.
Wow.
And then there were two 747s in the early, what was it? I think it was 19. They ordered them in 81. They got them, I think, in late 82, 83. So the current Air Force Ones were manufactured in 1981. So they are, what, 30-something years old.
Yeah.
Which is nothing for a Boeing plane. Those things are capable
really?
Of doing. But yeah,
okay.
No, most, if you look at most, especially 737s that are in the air now, but some of the 757s, 767s were manufactured in the 70s that are still in use today. They made the 57s until 1999, and they made the 67s until about 4 years ago. And so, I mean, what you looked at, you don't know whether it was made 4 years ago or 40 years ago, but
right.
They all look the same. Anyway, so the 747s that will be delivered next year look somewhat different because the upper stage is longer. The current 747s that are being used as Air Force One were the first model, which was the, it's actually a 7 model, 747-200, that has a slightly raised deck for about a third of the way down the plane. The new ones, the new 747s, the second deck goes at least halfway down.
You mean
the plane.
Like the up, like there's two
the
levels?
Upper lounge. Yeah,
oh, okay.
The upper, yeah, right, yeah, yep. So, anyway, is that as much as you needed to know, or maybe more than you needed to know about the presidential planes and how it, I think that the Trump thing, though, and his logo and everything, that's how this all started, is really kind of interesting.
I'm wondering if on all the White House dinners, it's going to be Trump steaks featured on the menu.
Right, there you go. Yes. All right, 15 past the hour. If you have not done so, please invite your mother to Good Day. What we have done here the last couple of days is ask you to share a picture of your mom, some of the special woman in your life? You'd like to recognize your mother for Mother's Day? Maybe send a note about what makes her so special. Pictures emailed to gooddaypics, P-I-C-S, at gmail.com. Gooddaypics at gmail.com. We're going to post them in an Honoring Mothers in 2016 Facebook album. Be on the Good Day Facebook page. I think we'll do that after we... It'll be after Mother's Day, right? And we're going to do that on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have all weekend to get those pictures in. Your mom, your grandmom, somebody who's very special to you, a lady special to you, with Y. GoodDayPics at gmail.com. I wonder if this lady... what is this? What happens with this lady? A lady who's a teacher in Connecticut. Her name is Ann O'Donnell. Arrested this week after she supposedly forced a 5-year-old to eat his lunch from a garbage can. She's a teacher in a magnet school, charged with risk of injury to a minor. School officials say the boy, at the heart of the matter, apparently tossed his lunch of chicken nuggets and a banana around the cafeteria. Ms. O'Donnell didn't like that, so she got the items from the garbage can where he threw them and forced the boy to eat them in front of the rest of the class. 30 kids watched him eat from the garbage can. Now, do you suppose that she... the parents actually... apparently, the parents are divorced. One of them said, good for her.
Is there a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo saving up money for this kid's therapy yet?
I'm not sure about that. I wonder if she's a mean mom as well. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear tops, just $9.99. A Ninja blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Yeah.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
23 happy hour now.
Everybody's watching her, but she's looking.
This is a good day program. Music in the focus. The name Calvin Harris has become well known because he apparently is Taylor Swift's boyfriend, a DJ, playing a show in Las Vegas soon. His ticket pricing is causing some controversy. He's a producer, as well as being a DJ, has worked with Rihanna on a couple of well-positioned tunes. This is about you. This is what you came for, I think is the name of this song, right?
Yeah, this is a new one.
This is a brand new one. That just came out.
What you came for, Rihanna. He also produced We Found Love. So Harris has decided he wants to create some kind of show atmosphere. So he's been signed up for a performance next Friday, the 13th, at the Las Vegas Omnia. And depending on your gender, the price is different. Standard general admission presale ticket for men is $75. Women have to pay $40. The VIP bar card package, $100 for women, $150 for men.
It's okay. It works in my gender's favor, yeah. But I don't understand.
Nobody knows the reason for this.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah.
No, no one does, and no one's commented on it. But it must be that, like, that old nightclub mentality of they just want more women in the club than men. But then I never understood that, because where are the men to buy the women drinks?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
nice,
but no,
sexist,
I mean, that's,
comment.
No, but that's the point. That's the reason they want more women than men. Because men will spend more money, they say.
I never went to a bar to find any favors. All right, so that's the story with Calvin Harris. Now let's move on to a clip from the TV show The Voice, where Alison Porter performed Let Him Fly. She's the only contestant this week to crack the top 10 on iTunes. This is a song originally done by the Dixie Chicks.
Ain't no pretty other side. Ain't no way to understand. Stupid words of pride. 'Cause it would take an acrobat know the lies that she says. She can't recall where or why. There was really nothing to it.
Watch The Voice, but yeah. I think I'm starting to like it more. You know, they really let them do, you know,
yeah, songs
that are so, that have so little production on them. When you watch things like The X Factor and American Idol, everything is such a huge production with flashing lights and backup singers, and this seems to really just be about the singers.
I think people are tired
this
of hype.
This girl's voice is great. Yes, nice. I agree.
Yeah. Hype doesn't make it with a lot of, didn't make it with me anyway.
Now, I normally watch The Voice, but I haven't seen this cycle. Whose coach is this girl? Who coaches her? Do we know?
Good question. I don't know.
She's really good.
Which show is Simon on? Simon's on one of these shows now, isn't he? Didn't he come back? But not American Idol, but isn't he?
Did he come back to America's Got Talent?
I think he did.
I think he did.
Here we are. Don't we sound like we're in the know?
Hey, we have lives. We don't watch TV all the time.
I don't watch much TV at all.
The Stephen Squad has a lot going on.
Yes, it does. I like doing Sunday night TV, and that's pretty much it as far as tradition is concerned, except once in a while a binge of this, that, or the other. So, congratulations to Allison Porter, who showed up on the top 10 on iTunes with this tune from The Voice. 28 after on Good Day.
Memory is not perfect. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conte. Our memory, despite what we'd all like to believe, is not perfect. Usually, most people will readily admit that their memories aren't perfect right up until they get into an argument. Then, all of a sudden, when we're in an argument, we have a tendency to believe that we have an eidetic memory. But the reality is, our memory is not perfect. So listen to this. The next time you find yourself in an argument wanting to say, "You said, don't," instead of saying, "You said," try saying, "I thought I heard you say," and watch the difference that little twist makes. We don't have perfect memories, and when we use phrases like "you said," which make it sound like we think we do have a perfect memory, we can really spark defensiveness in others, especially if we're wrong even by one word, which just keeps the argument rolling. For ways to disagree more peacefully, visit drchristianconte.com.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here we are at 34 after the hour on the mind expanding Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug with my friend Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, with a new way to listen to the program. If you're moving around a lot, you can go to TalkStreamLive.com, or you can download the TalkStream Live mobile apps. You don't have to have a smartphone to do that. Look at, I don't have a smartphone. Well, I actually do, but I don't use it. So there's a new listen line for people like me. Works on any phone. Just call 605-477-3712. Saves you data, no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. So you can listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program on any phone, anytime, anywhere. All Doug, all the time. That's 605-477-3712, you silly people.
3712. I'm putting it on the Facebook page now so everyone has it.
605-477-6712. All right? Yes, on the Facebook page, we're constantly tweeting a live stream, inviting you to send pictures of your mother, what makes her so special. Email them to gooddaypics, P-I-C-S, gooddaypics at gmail.com. And we're going to post them on our Honoring Mothers in 2016 Facebook album on Good Day Facebook page on Monday. Donald Trump has a message. E-I-E-I-O. I love Hispanics. And to prove it, I got my own taco bowl. Less than 48 hours after becoming the Republican nominee, he has high unfavorability ratings with Hispanics, and gee, I wonder why. He said, I love Hispanics. I love women. I love Chinese people. I love black people. I love green people. I love everybody.
We haven't heard Muslims yet. He doesn't love Muslims yet.
No, I haven't heard that one, no. I haven't heard him say that. But I wondered as I was thinking back about the Taco Bowl, and yesterday was Cinco de Mayo Day. We have a poll that we posted at DougSteffen.com. Here are the results of the poll. How are you celebrating Cinco de Mayo was our question yesterday. There were 26% who said other. 24% said going out drinking with my Mexican friends. Let's see here. 19% said they were going to one of their favorite Mexican restaurants. 18% said they might drive through Taco Bell. And 11%
not
said,
Mexican food.
Now, have you ever actually been to a Taco Bell?
I have not.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been once, and it was not a great experience, I've got to say. I went to Chipotle. Does that count as celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
And you lived to tell the story.
Well, you know, that's a bum rap. That's not really fair.
I used to go to Chipotle all the time.
I only have been once. Bob K. took me to a Chipotle because he loves them. And I went, and I wasn't impressed one way or another. I didn't find it exciting. I'm not big on hot food. I'm not big on Mexican food. I like veggies and nuts and noodles here and there. Excuse me. Last night I fixed myself some noodles and shrimp, as a matter of fact, very quickly, because I didn't eat until after 10 o'clock. But it was, I don't like to spend a lot of time, especially if I'm by myself, fixing food. I look for something that's good. If I'm in the store and I see something's good, I eat it. I'm not one who focuses a lot on eating. I'm told that I eat and I don't dine. And I'm reminded when we go out to someplace special, I'm supposed to be dining and not eating. But, you know, being alone for a lot of my life, I eat when I'm standing up working on something. I have a bowl of cereal and I'm on the phone. You know, that kind of stuff. Or if I'm out, right. I have a sandwich on the tractor. It isn't supposed to be the best for you, but it is what it is. So, the discussion of the Flint water situation and this, the fact that it hasn't really been dealt with, and not anybody, it's kind of one of those things, like, why is this going on? Why it's so wrong, why hasn't it been fixed? And the weirdest thing this week, people don't understand why the president went there, because he didn't do anything. He didn't fix anything. He just went to a high school, held up a glass of water, and said, here, I'm drinking this. Okay. And basically, the governor of Flint went to the same place 10 minutes before Obama did and said the same thing. So what does that do for the people who are afraid to drink the water there, with good reason, to take a shower with the water that's there? I mean, there are all kinds of things. I was reading, I talk a lot about fear and fear-based thinking and how most of the time if you make a decision based on fear, it's the wrong decision. But in this case, it might be the right decision, because who'd want to be exposed to that junk, that crap that's in there? You try to combat fear and take hold of your life. This is mystifying me, though. I don't get. A lot of people are full of fear for good reason. A lot of people are worried about the water. They get some kind of disease from drinking it. Families are at risk. A lot of people are fighting about it. This is a serious issue. And so why would I just, there's a belt tightening thing. They say, oh, we don't have the money to do it. Are you kidding? Do you know how much you're going to get sued by people in that town, in that state?
Yeah.
Feds are going to get sued. The lawyers are salivating.
I thought some of the lawsuits had already started.
Yeah, they have.
Because some of the children who had now developmental issues, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so
because this water has been, this has been a problem off and on for 4 years. It isn't like it just started yesterday.
4 years of lead poisoning,
Years of lead poisoning. How do you like that? Welcome to America, land of the free, home of great leadership. So, I got one better for you. There's a town in the desert in Southern California where they have run out of water. So the question has been asked to the populace, would you trust drinking water that we recycle from sewage water? They've been working on a purification plant there for 5 years. And I was thinking, as a traveler, would you go in? Would you even know? I don't know if they're going to post signs.
Right.
But they're using five-year-old toilet water.
Would you drink it?
Well, not knowingly, probably. Right. But, you know, that's what they do in the space station. They purify urine, and that's what those guys drink.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Another reason I'm not in space.
How are you going to travel, have space travel, without recycling the water?
I don't know. I saw The Martian, and he, like, grew water and poo potatoes. So.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. This is a $55 million program in one of the towns of San Fernando Valley, a suburb of Los Angeles. They've had a perennial water shortage. And they figure this is the way to deal with droughts. Maybe you got a drought. Maybe this year they don't have too much of a problem because they had a lot of water. But normal groundwater there is scarce. As studies show that drinking the recycled water caused no ill effects on people who had been tested. There were actually volunteers drinking human waste, said Lori Duncan of the Village Homeowners Association in a newspaper interview.
Wow.
Oh my God, what an image.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the image of that is kind of over the top in a manner of speaking. All right, in a moment, Uri Geller is going to mystify us with a focus on fame. What does it take to be famous? It's 43 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off of your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear tops, just $9.99. A Ninja blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Coming up on 45 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my friend Uri Geller, who joins us at this time each week. He's posted on his Facebook page a story about fame, autographs, that sort of thing. Have you been asked recently more regularly for autographs? Why are you thinking about this now? I've never felt that you really took your fame too seriously. I think that's one of the reasons you and I are friends, is because it's what you do that has made you famous, but that's not your life. You're not about fame, in my mind, anyway.
Look, Dougie, after being around for over 45 years and doing hundreds, if not thousands, of TV shows, radio shows, magazine interviews, newspapers, kind of the world heard about Uri Geller. I don't know whether to call me famous or well-known, but in my homeland, now, for instance, I'm in Old Jaffa. I'm in a store where I'm buying a cover for my Cadillac. which just arrived yesterday to Israel. People jump on me and say, oh, we want you to bend spoons for us. Please, please, let's take a selfie. So I do it, and I do it because exactly what I've said on my Facebook. I do it because it's my duty. I owe these people some kind of a positive energy back because they built me. They built Uri Geller. Without them or their parents or their grandparents who came to my show, stood in lines, bought tickets 48 years ago, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Right.
Putting that aside, it's a good feeling, you know, to still be remembered. So I honor anyone who comes up to me, and I just start a little conversation. I sign the spoon or the book or whatever, and that's the way I am.
I think one of the things I've noticed about you over the years when you and I have been together is how people react when they find it's you or when they see you. But I also am interested in the your twist on this. You're being the opposite of Amy Schumer. You may have heard the story over there this week that she refused to be, she's done, she said, taking selfies with people because she doesn't want people getting into her space. So many celebrities have different ways of looking at it. The fellow who took the picture said, you owe it to us, we pay for you, or something like that, which is pretty much the exact opposite of what you just said.
Yeah, exactly, Doug. I think any celebrity, no matter what field they're in, whether they're in sports, movies, singers, politicians, anyone that comes up to them, they've got to respect that person because somewhere down the line, somewhere in the past, that person bought either a DVD or they bought a ticket to see them in a movie or they vote for them, etc., etc. You've got to give back. Otherwise, you're no good. Then you shouldn't be in the public eye. You shouldn't consider yourself famous or a celebrity. So that's it. It's really ethical, and it's also good for you because if Amy Schumer or whoever, if they would take a selfie, that person will never ever forget that moment that she took a selfie with someone famous.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting way of looking at it. What people will tell you over here is that some overdo it or it gets scary because they get too much in your face, they get too close, things like that. I suppose, that's why a lot of people have bodyguards that are well known. You don't have anybody that around you. You just do what, you do yourself. People don't look upon you, at least in my experience of having been with you, they look at you as a celebrity, but approachable. And I think that's what you're saying here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Approaching.
And my advice to anyone who's starting out a career, to always be nice to others, always smile, always be approachable, because that will make your path to success easier. You will be more accepted by others, and that's a good lesson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely a good lesson. All right, so those of you who are interested in Uri's mystification, his mind motivator material, he's got a website that's loaded with things that are fun and they are important. There are lessons to be learned in this life. One of them is overcoming fear. Take action that way. There's so many things that you can find. Go to URIGELLER, urigeller.com. You'll find some of the information that we were talking about in the Better Living box as well at DougStefan.com. Uri, take good care. Have a good weekend. It's 50 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Tech Talk time is 53 at the hour here on the Good Day program. I noticed, Kara and Victoria, that the number one customer service champion, according to J.D. Powers, is Amazon.com. Got A-plus ratings on the quality of their staff and an A for the efficiency of their service. The USAA Insurance Company, which just basically started doing a lot of advertising. I wasn't really much aware of them before. I did very well as well. Jaguar Automobiles, Lexus Automobiles, the Ritz-Carlton, Public Supermarkets.
Basically, if you have a lot of money, you get good customer service is what that
could be.
Says.
Of course. Down at the bottom of the list, no surprise, American Airlines. Okay.
That's right. Your least favorite airline,
I think,
right?
They're horrible. I mean, like, I sound silly because I think they're horrible, them, Verizon, and the others, but I patronize them because, you know, I kind of don't have a choice. Speaking of American, Wi-Fi on airplanes has been expensive and didn't work so well, but Gogo says they're going to fix that. How are they going to do that?
They just announced their next generation of Wi-Fi technology on airplanes, and they're using satellites. So their new in-flight internet aims to let you do normal things that you would expect from internet, binge-watch Netflix, HBO, Amazon shows, all that, movies. And they said the new Wi-Fi is going to start out in 118 British Airways planes, 4 Aer Lingus Boeing 757s, and up to 15 Iberia aircrafts. And then the new service will fully roll out by 2020. I mean, I've had this experience where I've paid a lot of money for onboard Wi-Fi and it never works.
Right, exactly. So you said to me, because I fly a lot, do I use it? No. I've never even tried to use it on my iPad because every time I look around at somebody who's around me trying to get it, it doesn't work. So why waste your time and get frustrated?
Yeah. And then the flight attendants get turned into tech support and it's a mess.
Yes, it is. Because they're not usually that technical to begin with. Not that much of a help. Speaking of tech wizardry, A 10-year-old boy had been awarded $10,000 from Facebook this week. He exposed a flaw in Instagram, because that's a Instagram.com is a product of Facebook, right? We are at Instagram.com/Good Day Show, as we are on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So he's a Finnish boy. He found a way to delete other users' comments. And he apparently emailed Instagram. They thanked him for discovering the bug. And they sent him a check for $10,000.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly. What a wonderful lesson that is. All right, more lessons of the road and technology coming up here on Good Day. 56 past the hour.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
All right, a lot of people had passwords stolen from them this week. Google and Yahoo in a major security breach. What's the story here? 272 million stolen accounts?
Microsoft. Apparently, they're all vulnerable now, yeah.
Yeah. So what do
change
you do about
passwords.
That?
Change your passwords.
So you got to change your password again.
Yeah, change your passwords and monitor whatever's going on in your account really closely to make sure no one else is doing
it. All right, so if you have a Google account or a Yahoo account, you should change your password this week. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes. Huh. From everything I've read, yes. There's not a whole lot they can do, but at least you can prevent someone from individually going into your account that way.
Okay. There is a new pair of glasses that are supposed to be good for you if you spend too much time in front of a computer screen. How do these work?
I was so excited to find this because I've been staring at a computer screen for too long and my eyes are starting to be affected when I look away. So there's a company called Felix Gray, and they've made these very stylish looking glasses. You don't need a prescription, but what they do is they cut out the blue light, which is at the far end of the color spectrum, and it's really harmful to your retinas over long periods of time. And it actually, the blue light on the spectrum is also what disrupts your sleep patterns at night. So for $75 to $95, you can get these glasses and really help protect your eyesight.
Hey, what a great idea.
I bought a
story. Did you? I mean, I should too. DougStephan.com has a report on teenagers finding that they're addicted to their phones. See what a newsflash that is, huh?
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.